Keep the cows?
Uh-huh.
Well, you keep your cows and your pasture. Now, just like you had a pasture. Your cows stay in the pasture winter and summer. Then now, just like when winter time comes, you go out there and you call your cows and feed them. And when you call them up and feed them, then they eat. They go back and lay around, eat a little straw and different things around in the pasture till they could, you know, till feeding time again.
Did you have a fenced-in place out in the pasture where you could leave the cows overnight for milking?
Well, to milk them, yeah, you would have it close near your house. It would be called cow pen. You'd have a cow pen where you milk it. Maybe have a shed over it, or some people milk out in the forest. Just get them and have them in there and go ahead and milk the cows, you see.
What about a fenced-in place around the barn where the animals...
Well, that would be a lot. That would be a lot where they couldn't get out. If you want to catch one, you got a barn, you put a fence around him. You get him in there and he couldn't get out, you catch him.
What different, what about the animals that you'd ride?
Well, that would be horses, mules.
Where would you keep them?
You keep them in the pasture.
Did you have a shelter for them?
Oh, no. Back you had no shelter. Just going out there and put them in the pasture. Of course, back yonder when they put them in the pasture, when winter time come, after everybody get together and you turn them out. They just go out and eat, come back from home. They knew where home was. Any animal know where home. Then, now if you want to feed him and take care of him, you put him in a closed lot there and you feed him up and take care of him until summertime.
And the farm nowadays where they have a lot of milk cows and they sell the milk and butter.
Oh yeah, that's right. That would be, just like, they do have places, you have cattle on farm where they sell milk and butter. Milk cattle and sell them. But they don't have that right around here.
What do you call a place like that?
Well, let me see now. You got me on a study now, what you call that. That's a dairy. You call that a milk dairy.
Did you ever use that word dairy to mean anything else besides the...
Well, a dairy wouldn't... I wouldn't say a dairy would mean anything else but milk. Milk. That would be a milk dairy. Be cattle you put in there and you milk them. Gonna sell the milk or quite natural cream. Sometimes you separate cream and sell milk or cream, you know, like that. So that, I think that would be the only thing ever I knew.
Where did you used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators? Where did people used to keep their milk before they had refrigerators?
In the stomach. If you, now of course, they generally run up and eat the milk up, but now what happened, you would have what you call a safe, made something like, I said, why does that door? And be near toll of that door. Where you'd have some big crocks. You put your milk in those crocks, you had shells in there. You put your shell, put the milk on those shells. When you put your milk on those shells, you said let it stay, milk it this morning, sweet milk. Alright, it stay till tomorrow morning, you skim your cream off. Now maybe you sold the cream or whatnot. Then you eat the other milk part of it or feed it to your hogs or anything, you know. Then you'd replace it right back with your other sweet milk as you're taking that off. So that'll be the only shelter it would have for milk.
What about potatoes or turnips?
Well, potatoes, you'd dig your potatoes,